Yes, it's a good
Welcome to American Acapella, where you'll hear the best in barbershop music. Acapella is a vocal music without instrumental accompaniment, and barbershop is a style of acapella for those of you who are new to the show. Even though we play barbershop music, we may stray every now and then to bring you some other great styles. We'll also have special guests join us from time to time so you can hear how barbershop has impacted their lives. American Acapella is brought to you by the Judson Group. And now, here are your hosts, Mike Mano and Jamie Jones.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And we're here for another episode of American Acapella. This is going to be a show about Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we all love our mothers.
We do.
And, well, we better.
Some of us are fortunate enough to, like you are, to still have your mother with you.
Very true.
Unfortunately, mine passed away a couple years ago, but a lot of great memories in the world of singing.
She was a good lady.
She was, and lived to be 93 years old.
Holy moly.
So there you go. And I hope to do the same, bugging you all the time.
Yes, we really hope that happens.
Anyway, let's get to a Sweet Adeline's quartet to open up the show. This is doing a little digging in the archives to find some mother's songs. And this one is called I Wouldn't Trade the Silver in My Mother's Hair. It was recorded at the Sweet Adeline's Atlanta Convention in 1999. And by the quartet called Alliance, a top 10 quartet. And who was in that quartet, Jamie?
In that quartet was Shelley Sweet Rubinick, who is also the tenor.
That's right. She was the tenor of Ambiance.
For Ambiance. Right?
Yeah, there you go. Good pickup.
Carol Steer, Deborah Peters, and Patricia Rotuno.
Patricia Rotuno, one of my all-time favorite queens of the Sweet Adeline's organization.
I laughed because I know the CD's old because Mike handed me just the cover of it. It comes apart.
Broken in pieces. I wouldn't trade the silver in my mother's hair.
Mothers are made up in heaven, each one an angel above. Mothers are sent here from heaven, each one a gift from above.
Beautiful song. And now we're going to go to a men's quartet that placed in the top 10 a few years ago. One of Jamie's favorite recordings. Group is called Backbeat.
Yep, and this is off of their CD, Some Songs. And I really love this song. It's called I'm in Love with the Mother of My Best Girl. And you got to kind of listen to the lyrics and follow the story along. And then at the end, they tell you who they're talking about. But as you go through the song, it's kind of funny.
It is funny. All right. Well, we have played this before, but this is Jamie's favorite song, so we're playing it again.
I've got a secret that I'd like to tell to you, only you,
just you,
only you. It's about a girl with tender eyes of blue. Her love for me is fond and true. Though we hug and kiss, we've never been engaged.
She and I, how I sigh.
You wonder why. For I've been told that I'm too. Another reason why I'm in love with the mother of my best girl. Her mother is in love with me. Golly gee,
of course I love the girl's a sweet and precious pearl.
Still her mother's kiss has set my heart awhirl.
I'm in love with the mother of my best girl,
and I don't care what people say. They can raise a fuss, but the three of us are together and will stay that way,
that way.
If I had to choose between the two I love, I'd lead a most unhappy life. For the girl you see, and the mother of the girl's my wife. Yes, she's my
wife.
What a happy life.
Now, did you catch the little hook at the end of that song?
All right. Yeah, I did.
See, I always thought that song, I was in love with my mother-in-law.
Never mind. Just let's get on with the program.
I went to a weird place.
Yeah.
But this next song, you had mentioned your mother passed away. This is a special dedication, not to your mother, but to someone else we are close to.
We are close to. As a matter of fact, my quartet Roadshow put out an album a few years ago, and in the process of recording the album, Mike Gabriella, the baritone at that time of the quartet, his mother, Abby, passed away, and we were actually scheduled to record, and we were going to cancel the recording, but Mike said no, we were going to record his mother's favorite song that night, so we went ahead with it, and we recorded a song that is very, very popular here in New England. As a matter of fact, it was written on Block Island,
Block Island.
And it's a beautiful song called Smiling Through, and we dedicated this to Mike's mom. And there are a few lyric changes that some of you aficionados out there that might know the words to Smiling Through will catch at the end of this.
There's a little brown road winding over the hill to a little white cot by the sea.
patiently.
Song Smiling Through. And now I think I want to change the pace a little bit and the tone of the show. And you know, every year now for at the International Men's Barbershop Convention, I get the opportunity to be on the webcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. Spend a lot of time. We'll be doing that again this summer and hosting the webcast. And the past couple of years they've decided to have a little contest. It's a trivia contest, and it's called Are You Smarter Than Mike Maino? And I ask questions, and people email in their responses.
That must be a really tough contest.
Well, I thought maybe what we could do is we could have a spinoff of that and play Are You Smarter Than Jamie Jones?
Well, no one is.
Well, we're going to try something. This doesn't necessarily have to do with a cappella, but I want to do this. There's a reason. You'll see why. I'm going to play somebody, and then you tell me who you think the singer is. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, yeah, what a wonderful world.
All right, what do you think?
Well, that was Louis Armstrong.
Okay, that's all right. I started pretty easy. I'm going to give you a tougher one now. Okay, that one was a little tougher. What do you think?
Well, I know that one. I probably know that one just as well as the other one. That's Sammy Davis Jr.
Okay, Sammy Davis. Very good. And this one is really a test. Okay, here we go.
I thought you not what I want. So
any idea?
None.
No idea. How about the name Sarah Vaughan? That ring a bell to you?
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, now that we've convinced everybody that they've just listened to Louis Armstrong and Sammy Davis Jr. and Sarah Vaughan.
Correct.
The truth is you haven't listened to any of those people because the person making all those voices was a man that I thought we might pay a little tribute to today. He's a man that passed away quite suddenly last week. Name is Danny Gans,
yes.
And he's a great,
yes,
great entertainer from Las Vegas. 11-time Entertainment of the Year in Las Vegas and died suddenly in his sleep at the age of 52.
Very sad.
Very sad occasion. And a great talent. I had the privilege of seeing him last year when I was out there, and I'm glad I did.
It was funny because, well, not funny, but you were talking to me and some other guys here at the office about that and how great he was and all this
right.
stuff, and then all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, you never know.
And we're headed out towards that way in a couple months.
It's a sad occasion, but I thought I would pay tribute to him. And here's just a little sample of, he also, in the middle of his show, he loves singing, obviously. He did hundreds of voices, both as far as acting and singing, all kinds of people. But here's a little tidbit of an a cappella thing that he put in the middle of his show. Listen to this.
As we stroll through the park together, holding hands, wandering all alone, so in love.
Now, you have a clip of some of the other impersonations he did, right?
Yeah, I grabbed this off a DVD that I have, and too bad you can't see the faces, because the face and the body's language and everything else really helped in the impersonations. But here's a little idea of some of the many faces, or voices, I should say, of Danny Gans.
Oh, hi there, fun seekers. This is John Travolta, alias Vinnie Barbarino. What?
Let me get this straight.
I told my son, I said, hey, kid, take out the trash. He said, you married her, you take her out, all right? Hey, who? What?
Hi, everybody, it's Pee-wee Herman.
Hello, this is Woody Allen.
Okey-doke.
Jeez, excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you like this.
Yeah, well, there, it's Cliff Clavin from Cheers Beer.
Now, see, Neil, here's the deal.
Hey, forget about it over here.
I'm Andy Rooney.
I'm Casey Kasem, counting down the hits.
Hello, everyone, I'm Robin Leach.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wayne Newton, the Midnight Idol of Las Vegas. Darn these new caps.
Well.
Well, music in the entertainment world certainly lost a giant when we lost Danny Gans.
Definitely.
Let's get back to the Mother's Day subject, Jamie, and tell us some things about Mother's Day.
Now, Mother's Day was, it's kind of a modern holiday. And it was created by a woman named Anna Jarvis, who lost her mother in, like, 1907. And she, 2 years later, they had a memorial for her mother, and she went on this, you know, she wanted to make sure that Mother's Day actually became a holiday.
Hmm.
So in 1914, it became a holiday. Well, after that, Anna Jarvis started to get angry because it became such a publicized and commercial holiday. And, so she actually fought against Mother's Day.
Changed her mind.
And for example, Americans spend approximately $2.6 billion on flowers each year, $1.53 billion on pampering gifts like spas and things.
You're talking about this is just for Mother's Day?
Yes, for Mother's Day. And $68 million on greeting cards. So you can see where her anger may have come from.
Well, it's good for the economy, though.
That's true. She wanted people to, like, make things, like write a letter and bake your own cake and things like that.
Well, I think you should do that. Are you planning on baking your mother a cake?
Yes, I'll bake my mother a cake and I'll write a card to my wife.
All right. Well, that's great. I'll be interested to see how that went out. Let's get back to the music and another Mother's Day song, not a Mother's Day, but a mother song. In the world of barbershop quartets, There are a lot of great mother songs, actually, but this is a pretty spectacular recording. It comes off the Interstate Rivals' very first album called The Bronze Edition, and it's actually a live cut of their competition at the International Barbershop Quartet Contest.
Oh, yeah, this is good because you can hear the crowd.
The crowd goes crazy with Pal of My Cradle Days.
Ladies and gentlemen, representing the Cardinal District, Western Hills, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Louisville, Kentucky chapters, Interstate Rivals!
What a friend, what a pal. Only now I can see how you dreamed and you planned all for me. I never knew what a mother goes through. There's nothing that you didn't do. Pal of my cradle day, I was a baby upon your knee. You sacrificed everything for me. Put the silver thread, I don't know any way I could ever repay. Pal of my cradle day.
Now, this next quartet, Boston Accent, good friends of ours.
Well, we've played their CD before.
From their CD, Crowned and Dangerous. And this song, I think, is what everybody worries about as they get older. I know now that I'm in my 30s, I see this a lot. And, you know, this song is kind of a humorous take on that. It's called Help, I'm Turning Into My Parents.
Help, please help, won't someone help me?
I need help, please help,
what can I do?
I had a scare a few nights ago. It really gave me the blues. I caught myself cutting grocery coupons from the Sunday news.
I'm getting up in the morning now at the time I used to go to bed. I wanted to buy a new pair of skis.
Bought a washer and dryer instead.
Help, I'm turning into my parents.
Oh, yes, oh,
yeah, 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 yeah. Turning into my mom, turning into my dad. I like my folks a lot.
Hey, that doesn't
mean I want to be them. Because this situation's very sad. Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do. And then on Friday nights I just collapse. My happy hour isn't
I was just resting my eyes.
I used to party, drink, and smoke. But now my body just says nope.
Man, are you kidding me?
Whoa.
hairball.
How can this happen? How can this be?
Oh,
I can't believe it. But at the least, three times a day I say,
people in India are starving.
What's with these kids today?
Get your feet off the couch, young man.
They wear their earrings in their nose.
That's not where Jeremy's supposed to go.
No, no, no.
Every night before Letterman, I fall asleep in my chair. My biggest thrill on a Saturday night is bleaching my mustache hair.
It's okay. It looks really good.
It really
yeah,
does.
I look so good today. It's okay. Come on. All right.
Okay.
I've been listening to rock and roll ever since it's been around. But when I first heard Snoop Dogg, I yelled,
"Hey kids, turn it down!
Help, I'm turning into my parents.
Oh yes, oh
yeah, 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 yeah. Turning into my mom, turning into my dad. I like my folks a lot.
Yeah,
I wanna be he gets this situation's very sad. I'm turning into my mom. I'm turning into my dad. Help, I'm turning into my dad.
Well, Jamie, time to go once again. Another great show. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there.
I'm Mike Maino.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Tell them goodbye, Joe.
Tell them goodbye, yes, I'll just tell them goodbye.